I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Anti-conversion laws still pose a threat to Christians in India. Several states expect laws to be passed or already have them. David Shibley of Global Advance says anti-conversion laws may have negative short-term effects, but overall, the church will keep growing.
It's important for us to also understand why these laws have been enacted in the first place, and that is because the church is growing vigorously, and they are bringing people in from the historically dominant religions of those areas, and there are those, of course, who wish to stop it.
It's still difficult for believers, and your prayers are needed. Next, doors have opened in Zimbabwe. Through prayers and negotiation, SIM and its partners can now distribute critical food aid. Cholera and famine have claimed thousands of lives since August. Desperate for food, many of the people fled to South Africa. And until now, government officials rejected SIM's multiple relief attempts. SIM needs prayer for wisdom and safety as they distribute food aid throughout eastern Zimbabwe. Pray, too, that through the volunteers, many will see Christ's love. And the Biosand water filter brings clean water where it's desperately needed. But how do you get the filter there? International Aid's Jim Bodenner says they recently entered into a partnership with the United States Navy.
The USS Swift will be arriving in the Dominican Republic with our filters on board. Similar effort will happen here in March. The USS Nashville will be arriving in Ghana with filters on board. And we have filters that have been loaded recently aboard the USS Comfort, the Navy medical ship, bound for Haiti.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates, at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.